A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to another edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports Studio. Where you can get a Yamaha golf cart decked out any way you like. You can make that thing look great at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Or head over to their location in Rockford, Michigan, and say hello to them. Murder lover Linda is here. She writes, hello, something wonky is happening in the Karen Reed trial today. Now, I haven't followed a bit of that because I have a life. I think when you get into things like the Karen Reed trial, it can consume people, like Linda there. She might have some handsome suitor that wants to take her out. And she'll be like, no, I'm sorry. Like, she could run into a guy who's wealthy beyond her wildest dreams. And handsome as could be, and he's like, hey, I'd like to take you out for a steak dinner. And Linda's going to say, no, fuck you. The Karen Reed trial is going on, and I can't let my life be slowed down by you. I don't bother. The only time I would be interested in a trial is if I was on trial. I can't do that. Linda's not alone. There's multiple people in here that it's a big deal. Now, I'll watch a documentary maybe on some of these things, but it's like, no, I'm not doing that. Come on now. Linda is suggesting. She writes, jurors are being questioned one by one by the judge. The fix is in. So she's suggesting that something is gone wrong and they're going to end up convicting this woman and she should not be convicted. Molly says, easy, you don't know how to have fun. I don't know if that's true. I mean, there's a lot of things that I do that I think is very fun that most people would not. Pick up sticks. That's what Badger said. He, you know, I was saying it at the same time that Badger wrote it. It's so true. It's so true. I can't say that you're wrong. But that is a big topic of discussion. Is this woman going to get hosed again? These folks are so consumed by it. I mean, they're like, Linda came in here and immediately was like, oh my God, we got to talk about the Karen Reed trial, Karen Reed trial. Badger says it's going to be chilly up here for stick picking up. Picking up sticks. I don't care. I that's all right. I'll have a fire burning all the time. I pick up the sticks. I throw them on the fire. We're good. I guess I should actually watch something about this trial. I do have a slight bit of FOMO when it comes to this shit. I just don't have the time commitment to be able to focus on this. Murder lover Linda says, I should go to Dedham, Massachusetts to cover the verdict for the Big Fraud News Network. I'd bring you Newports if you didn't tell Diana, Megan says. All right. I'm not sure what's going on here. I think this is a real complaint. But somebody on Reddit posted this on the Eric Zane Show podcast subreddit, and I can't, it seems real. It's an image of me God, I can't seem to get it to behave the way it's supposed to. There it is. It says easy, like identifying who I am. Next to it, it says cancel Memorial Day. This is how it looked on Who Are These Broadcasters yesterday when I did the show. A little bit of background. I pissed off some guy who's like Captain America because of one comment a month ago when I made the crack. People who are into college wrestling are stupid. And people who participate in this seem like the type of people who go into the military. And that was all it took. And this one guy lost his mind, flipped out, demanding I be fired from Who Are These Broadcasters. And Carl's like, well, no, I'm not going to fire you. You don't even have the job. It's a pretty much a volunteer position. You work for tips. It's stupid. This guy went crazy. He's leaving nasty messages to Carl. So knowing, again, part of my game is if I know that even just one person is not happy with something that I have said, that and then they indicate such, then I am absolutely going to go to that well again. The last thing you ever want to do is let me know that you are upset about something, because then it's going to get worse. Now, on this same show, I've written things that say gold star families suck, which is ridiculous. All of this is absurd and ridiculous. Okay? The point of these things is to get someone riled up. If no one got riled up, I would never do this. The actual comment of cancel Memorial Day, that is not funny in and of itself, but the absurdity of some person suggesting that a holiday to honor people who have died while defending the country should be canceled is so absurd, it's funny. Not drop dead on the ground, roll on the ground, but more like, what? What the fuck? Are you serious? You asshole. That type of funny. But the real thing, it's trolling, is when someone actually bites on the line. Then you've got a bit. And that's how it unfolded for me. Let me read what this guy said. And this kind of falls in line with, I think it's the same guy. I don't know for sure. It might be just a, it might be a fake, but I don't know. I've gotten into this war of words with this one guy and his wife from somewhere in the U.S. I don't know where they are from. The same guy who called Carl and demanded that I be fired said that he called the local VFW and the American Legion, and they are, quote, ready to lower the boom. And I'm like, well, what does that even mean? The subject on the subreddit says just that. Eric Zane needs to be fired. You can see it right there. All caps, I'm shaking right now. I literally had to pause the Who Are These Broadcasters stream and just sit in silence because I couldn't believe what I saw. Eric Zane, this absolute dumpster fire of a human, shows up on today's Who Are These Broadcasters with the username EZ-Cancel Memorial Day. What the hell? You think this is funny? You think you're being clever, Zane? Now, let me pause. No, I don't think that is funny. I think you freaking out is funny. That's what's funny. And you have fulfilled the comedy void by this diatribe over the stupid comment that I made. Are you so desperate for attention that you thought, what sacred American tradition can I take a steaming dump on today for cheap laughs? Memorial Day, not tax day, not National Vape Awareness Week, fucking Memorial Day. Do you have any idea how insanely tone deaf, offensive, and flat out moronic you have to be to type that into a username box and think, yup, this'll slay? It's like he spun a wheel labeled How to Alienate Normal People and hit jackpot. Now look, let me pause again. No one in the right mind believes that there's anything to me suggesting that Memorial Day be canceled. No one, except you, because you're stupid. That's what this boils down to. We have a stupid idiot on the line who has bit onto the line, has swallowed the hook. That's what stupid people do. So this now, what started out as just a comment that really didn't need any attention, has turned into a goddamn bit. You have pretty much guaranteed that there will be further follow-up because of this ridiculous response. This guy writes, or girl, I think it's a guy. And don't even come at me with, it's just a bit. Calm your tits. No. All caps. No. There are bits. And then there's full-blown clown mode. And Zane launched himself into orbit with this one. I used to think he was just kind of a try-hard. But now I'm convinced he's suffering from full-blown podcast brain. I don't even know what that means. Excuse me. Honestly, I don't even know if I'm mad, sad, or just tired. Tired of watching this man crash and burn every single week like it's some kind of performance art. Tired of pretending this is satire. bro. This isn't Doctor Strangelove. I don't know what that means. I think that's a film, but I don't get the significance of that reference. Bro, this isn't Doctor Strangelove. It's Jackass, the midlife crisis years. Now, these jokes are weak. Cancel Memorial Day? How about cancel you, Eric Zane? Or at least cancel your internet access until you've had a long, sober talk with a grown-up. Baffled is an understatement. All right. Chris says, my Legion is getting the old tank running again to invade the Zane compound. Biggie Saint says, EZ wears the crown as king of the trolls. I have my notepad out every time I listen. Man Bun Chris says, is that Tofus or KMK? Nick says, Memorial Day should be changed to National Barbecue Day. Well, that's not true at all. Come on now. Even I can't get behind that one. Cole says, just tuned in. Is this the same dumb fuck that didn't get the military and wrestler joke before? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I wrote, this is Eric Zane's wife. I have just fired him. You won't have a problem with him anymore. I'm very upset because I am career military and every family member of mine has been wiped out in every American war. He is in so much trouble. Radigator writes, it wasn't that funny. Nobody's arguing that. But definitely more funny when someone is butt hurt by it. Jason Terry says, is this guy for real? Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. It can't be real, right? Well, that's, excuse me, wonderful. I'm so glad that happened. That ensures another bit of trolling the next time I do Who Are These Broadcasters. Biggie Saint says, do we know if this person was in the military? We have no idea. None. You have kind of a mixed bag of people that tune into Who Are These Broadcasters. And the people that are there, most are kind of understanding how I present and the things that I say and do. But some just don't get it, you know. And that's fine. That's fine, you know. I don't care as long as I spell my name right. Man Bun Chris says their profile looks like it. Probably just an angry vet. Excuse me. Let me go back a little bit. Okay. This is the guy. Relative Gurr. Known as Respect the Troops. Has been around since July 23rd, 2024. Hasn't really posted a lot over the years. So I'm not sure. I think it's fake. There's no way someone could actually be that dumb, right? This has got to be a complete gag. All right. Megan is here. Hello to you. Alan M. is in attendance. Thank you so much. We have today's broadcast. We have the Patreon bonus podcast. And then you have, I'm heading up north. The fraud bus is in the driveway. The weather is going to suck. I just found out my dad is not going. He can't do it. I don't ask questions. I just get told, is he going or not? It's getting harder to take care of him. Charity scam Mike, not going. That's a bummer. Stepsister Elizabeth, not going. Stepsister Sue, yes. Her family, me. Her family and us. Pooh Bear and I, the dogs. Sticks being picked up, thrown on the fire. Taking Pooh Bear to the bookstore. That's another thing. You're scoring major Pooh Bear points if you can take her to the bookstore. There's this one little bookstore in Grayling, this little teeny tiny town. This teeny tiny bookstore she likes to go to. Adding to the stack of books, she has been on a reading tear lately. And she does this thing, because you know what happens when people read books? They get full of pride when they read the actual book. Like if they finish a book and they get through it, they close the back cover and then they set it down. That is like, hey, I've accomplished something. And then she goes ahead and she has a handwritten note. And she writes the name of the book down and then like puts a check mark by it. Like something a little kid would do. It's so cute. And she's got like pages and pages of these books that she's read. And that's like her thing. So I have to take her to this little hometown bookstore. David writes, hole-in-the-wall bookstores are the best. Well, they are for her. I think they're stupid, frankly. But I like taking her there because she's happy. So you go into the hole-in-the-wall bookstore. This one is called the Hidden Nook Bookstore. Tiny, tiny place. And you can go there and get a cup of coffee. And then they have a little space there where you can sit down and play like a game of checkers. They got like board games. Now, I don't know what type of person has the time to go to the Hidden Nook and play a game of Sorry or Risk or whatever the hell. And if I run the place, I don't want those people there. Get in, get out. Chris in Buffalo says, book people and veterans are hand in hand. I read 99 books this year. Yeah, book people like to brag about their books. Like they've actually accomplished something. And they haven't. Like if you read a book, you haven't really done anything. Because Pooh Bear's like, hey, I read this book. And I'm thinking to myself, oh yeah, well, I cut the lawn. There's a lot more benefit to me cutting the lawn than you reading that book. But I'm not going to sit there and to your face bust your balls. I'll probably talk about it on the podcast. Man Bun Chris says, is it like Barnes & Noble where going on, where when you go there, it makes you want to go in and makes you want to go to the restroom? Kind of. It's not as intense because I don't know what it is, the vast amount of books at a bookstore. You're right. It has an unbelievable diuretic effect on my system. If I go into a bookstore, that's a problem. I'm like, oh, hey, here we are. Well, I'll be in the bathroom. Or, you know what else does it? Home Depot. Diuretic effect on my system. There's some type of cue. Lowe's does it too. If I am bound up, I go to any one of those places, and that's the end of the adventure. The uncomfortableness is over. Alan makes a great point. People that read books for fun think that they are smarter than everyone else. Yes. Yes, they do that. They They like to break it down with you. Now, Pooh Bear has not done that, so I don't know if she qualifies for this. But she sure does love her books. Like, remember that moment? I forgot when it was. It was in the past several months. She asked me to drive her to the world's largest independent bookstore in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
And, yeah, of course. I walk in there and, it's called a Germantown in Columbus. It's a neat area. It's where, initially a bunch of, Krauts, emigrated to. That's why they call it Germantown, obviously. But they should change the name now to, Queer Town because it's all gay people, which is cool. I mean, that's right up my alley. I'm a little gay, got a gay daughter. My son-in-law is transgender, so I'm all about the way of the gay. This business is two houses made to be one, with hundreds of thousands of books in these winding hallways of this very, very old setup, loaded with ghosts. I forget the name of the place. I think it's called The Loft, the Book Loft. Yeah, that's it. And you go in there. And the thing about my gay brothers and sisters, too many of them look like mutants. There's not enough gay people that actually have the ability to blend in with the rest of society. They like to stand out. And at least that was the case at the Book Loft and in Germantown. Because there's a lot of tendencies I noticed with the clientele. Intensely fat was the first thing. Deodorant was optional. And just a lot of other things that stood out to me is like, okay, I look to these. I walked in and I'm sure all of their internal alarms were going off that, you know, that we have a guy here who thinks he's normal. I walked in and there was a display. And it said, get them before they're banned. And it was all those books I was telling you about that we talked about yesterday, that liberty-loving Mom for Liberty skank was trying to get pulled out of the library. You know, the Supreme Court just ruled that these books are not illegal. So they will stay. But if you want to sell them, you say, get them before they're banned. And a lot of these books that were on the shelf are actually in school libraries. And the Supreme Court has ruled that they are not porno. The titles are the books are Suck Dick 101. That is not a porno book. And How to Chow Muff, A Girl's Guide to Being a Lesbian. These are all books that are on display there. Bob says, loaded with ghosts and stagnant fart clouds. You're absolutely right. And to make it worse, I had Rumbly in my tumbly, and I said to the guy with a multi-rainbow-colored mohawk working behind the counter, where's the bathroom? He goes, oh, you need the key. And I'm like, what is this, a fucking a Texaco station in fucking Lubbock, Texas? A key? And sure enough, it's a key with like a big piece of wood on it. So I'm like, come on, man. I get the goddamn key. I go in there. It's the smallest room ever, and it's surrounded by like the building. So I can see the shadow of feet walking by. I mean, it's right there. There is no isolation at all in this restroom. And I had to cut loose. That was bad. So, you know, I'm trying to take every precaution to make sure that I don't, like, offend with my odor. And I don't think I was successful because this is the hallways there are like a submarine. You got to kind of, like, stand sideways so that the person, you're, like, facing each other as they, you know, go by you. The confines of the place. I think an entire wing of the facility may have been needed to be fumigated after what I did there. It was absolutely horrible. Man Bun Chris says, why is Jamie Lee Curtis here giving dad hugs? Yeah, definitely. Jamie Lee Curtis now. My God. All right. She's always liked short hair. And it's silver. You know what? If you say I look like Jamie Lee Curtis, I will take that because I think she's fucking beautiful. She has aged wonderfully. She doesn't look like she's young, but she's still pretty despite being old as fuck. For those of you listening to the audio podcast, I am doing a side-by-side of myself and Jamie Lee Curtis. All right. For those of you that are enjoying the show live on YouTube and Facebook, please make it a point to find me on Twitch. If you want the rest of this show, that is where you find me, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. There goes the cough drop. Or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live on there. Audio, wherever you download shows, just look up my name and off you go. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. More podcasting later on today with a Patreon bonus podcast. I am trying to add a handful more to get to a milestone that I haven't been to since in about 4 years. The Patreon has been steadily increasing. It's weird because, you know, you had that initial surge and then it dropped off. And then for quite some time now, it's been picking up slowly but surely. And right now I am at the highest amount of Patreon subscribers that I've had in 4 years. So that is all good. Very, very happy about that. And I'm trying to add a few more. All I ask is that you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and sign up for 7 days free. You do need to put in a payment form. Sign up for 7 days free. Then cancel it right after. Then you have 7 days to enjoy it. At the end of the 7 days, it will not charge you because you already canceled it. You're still going to get the 7 days. But if you're like, hey, I like this. I can get behind this. Nice job, EZ. Go back into your profile, re-enable your card, and then I will charge you the $5 a month for audio or the $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, and first crack at new material. All at patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can hire me on Cameo. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. $20 a pop. And in addition to that, if you want to leave me an email, you can send it in. Eric@ericzanejoe.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Maureen says, speaking of old, I need to set the record straight. I am still the oldest person in this chat. New guy yesterday is 63. I just turned 64. Outstanding. Outstanding, Maureen. I thought you were younger than that. But I'm glad you're here. But Maureen is young at heart, without a doubt. All right, so I'm kicking these folks out. Enjoy the rest of the show on Twitch. Thank you so much to TC Paintball. We have a paintball event coming up on Sunday. Is it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday, June 1, 4 p.m. start. So we're 10 days away from that. Pizza party beforehand from BC Pizza. 4 p.m. start, Sunday's paintball event. It is paintball war number 24, the Ice Wars, featuring numerous Mexicans and Hondurans taking on members of ICE. Reach out to me, Eric@ericzanejoe.com, if you want to participate. If not, book an event today at TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. My insurance guy is Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. He can help you with everything you need in the healthcare.gov marketplace. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. That's buy, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. For more info, Kuiper Tree Care. If you're in West Michigan and you have trees that you want removed, Kuiper Tree Care is who you call. 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225. Excuse me. Or online at KuiperTreeCare.com. K-U-I-P-E-R. TreeCare.com. Tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming, tree risk assessment, and storm cleanup. And they've had to deal with a lot of that recently. All right. Donut Dan is in the house. Can you ask Maureen to speak up? I can't quite hear her, he says. Not sure what you mean. Somebody wanted to know how to change their name on Twitch. Linda says it was a Biggie Saint who wanted to do that. And she says, I changed my name on my laptop. You can only do it every 60 days, which I don't know why that is. A lot of these things are a mystery. All right. George Wendt has died. That's the guy who played Norm on Cheers. Some of you are like, what, huh? Young people might not know who the hell this is. There he is. He was 76. I think he just died in his sleep. If that's what he looked at, this is him in 09, which is a long time ago. This is adding to the idea that there are no old fat people. I mean, he was on the cusp of it. 76. He was a pretty big fella. He died Tuesday. So folks are mourning the loss of him. And this is one of these guys who he had like nearly a 50-year career in television and film. And I would venture to guess that there isn't one member of the audience who could tell you what he has done other than playing Norm. Got his start at that comedy troupe called Second City, which I think is in Chicago. Yes. And he was there at a time when some of the big hitters were there. And, well, okay. Started working. His first role was in 1978 in a film. And, he appeared in shit all the way up to the year 2023 when he appeared on the show The Masked Singer. If you're George Wendt and you appear on The Masked Singer in 2023 and you reveal that it's you, I'm guessing every single audience member in the studio audience for The Masked Singer was like, who the fuck is that? Branjo says, I remember he was in Michael Jackson's Black or White video. He was Macaulay Culkin's dad. Good thing I can remember that and not math or science or anything. Bob says, wasn't he the voice of the piggy bank in Toy Story? I don't think so. Wasn't that John Ratzenberger who played Cliff in the same show, Cheers? You might be confusing your Cheers cast members, you know? Let's see. Murder Lover Linda says, I can't tell you what Norm did besides that play we saw him in, but Cliff was the voice of the semi-truck in Cars. Yeah. You know, these guys, they take the work when they can get it. George Wendt dead at 76. Honestly, the obituary was just like, hey, George Wendt is dead. Norm from Cheers. That's it. There's really not a whole lot you can say, but the guy's credits go like a long, long time. I mean, he's not like a kid toucher or anything like that. I don't think there's any controversy in his life. No, that's a short Wikipedia entry. George Wendt. He played Norm. He died on the 20th, as I said. His death coincided with the 32nd anniversary of the Cheers series finale. Wow. Several of his Cheers co-stars offered remembrances of him, including Ted Danson, Rhea Perlman, John Ratzenberger, and Kelsey Grammer. Others who paid tribute to him included Melissa Joan Hart, Eric Allen Kramer, and Joe Mantegna. Kid Rock is in the news. Kid Rock has a restaurant in Nashville called Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. All right. So you can just picture what it is. You know, you go there, it's hillbilly shit on the wall. You're going to get a steak. You're going to get some hot chick delivering it to you. And maybe some Kid Rock music playing in the background. Well, there was an issue because word came down to the people who are running the restaurant that ICE is in the area and they're raiding places and getting the employees out of there that work there, all the illegal immigrants. And so Kid Rock's name came up. Here he is. He's all about, getting people out of the country. He's in line with Trump. You would expect him to. But his restaurant has, like, the whole kitchen staff are all people that are undocumented. And so Kid Rock, people are like, well, wait a minute here. And so he's like, yeah, you can't make a big deal about this. Okay, but I think you kind of can. I mean, if your name is on the sign, people are going to think that you're responsible, but I guess he isn't. I guess he's just a small portion, excuse me, of this restaurant. And he's not even the, like, majority owner. They just use his name to get people into the bar, you know. Various Hill Jacks, MAGA people, probably does very well. And whatnot, but there you go. So the guy who runs a restaurant said to all the employees, look, I'm telling you to leave. If you are not legally inside of the country, you must leave to avoid. We just got tipped off that ICE is going to crash the party and take you all in. Which, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's kind of illegal. I think you, if you are hindering a government law enforcement movement, I guess, for lack of a better term, or effort, stand by. What a sneeze. I think you can get in trouble for that. There have been people who have gotten in trouble for kind of like undermining ICE. If you see ICE, like, invading, you don't want to get in their way. You want to let them do their job. Round up the immigrants and let them do their thing. And you know how it is now. They don't ask questions. They just grab people who are brown and get them out of the country. Even people that have lived here their whole lives, they're being taken out and sent to U.S.-sponsored El Salvadorian concentration camps. That's what is happening right now in America. And Kid Rock loves that. Kid Rock has actually asked for the El Salvador prison to be named El Auschwitz. That's what he wants, allegedly. That's the rumor, at least. So the El Salvador Supermax prison is going to either be known as El Auschwitz or El Dachau. But here he is at the restaurant. He's got Mexicans working there. The manager on duty says, all right, you better leave because ICE is coming. And some workers were reluctant to return Sunday out of fears of being arrested. In a tweet following the report, Bob Ritchie clarified that he is not involved in the day-to-day operations of the restaurant that bears his name. Operations are led by majority owner Steve Smith, who is also a Donald Trump supporter, who also owns the other two restaurants involved. Bobby Ritchie reportedly holds a minority interest in the restaurant with his name, which opened in 2018. He said this. Clearly, I do not have anything to do with day-to-day operations at my honky-tonk. Well, I don't know that that's clearly. I mean, I would assume that you would have someone working there, but I mean, if your name's on the sign, I think you're still responsible. And he says, but it's good clickbait. Absolutely. He writes, I get it. Then he says, that being said, I 100% support getting illegal criminals out of our country, no matter where they are. So I don't know. Is he suggesting that these are criminals? I think by the very fact that they entered the country undocumented, I think Bobby Ritchie is saying that his kitchen staff are criminals. I don't know. I can't put words into this moron's mouth. I also, like President Trump, want to speed up the process of getting great immigrants into our country legally. Again, this is coming from the guy whose whole kitchen staff are illegal immigrants. I think he should have sidestepped the comment. Moron says, it's that simple, folks. But the below is not a juicy enough headline to get clicks and views. In this day and age, the truth often is not. Well, look, I don't know what you think is the truth and what isn't the truth, but it's the Kid Rock steakhouse and the whole kitchen staff are illegal immigrants, and they were just told not to come to work because there's going to be an ICE raid. That's a great fucking story.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.